So I came here and I was working. And there were a few times on the way to England too when things were bad. Like, you know, here, there was no work. So I wouldn't be a week idle when I just jumped on the bus and away. But then you had to keep two homes, mm-hmm. keep yourself over and keep a house and all here.
Did you go to London that time?
I did, yes, I went to London, yes.
Mm. How did you find London then?
London at that time was a great city. And a woman said to me about London, I thought it was a good one. She said to me, "It's a great city," she says. "A man with no arms would get a job in it." I thought it was a good one.
There's plenty of work. And
plenty of work. Yeah. Plenty of work. Working weekends, everything, like, you know.
So who did you start to work with?
I started to work with McAlpines.
Right, big contractor.
And I worked with McAlpines for about 4 years, and I was foreman with McAlpines. You know,
right? On big jobs.
On big, oh, massive big jobs. Oh, big jobs. Big, bigger than what a whole housing scheme would be like.
Right.
You know,
rows of houses and blocks.
Rows of houses. I went to night school in London to learn to read drawings, like them. You know them drawings, like for big buildings.
Planning.
They're all in sections, like, yeah. You know. And when you went up to the office, you had to know to pull out the section you wanted.
Yeah.
You know. So I learned that. The firm wanted me to stay longer at night school. I spent 6 months in night school. They said, "Why don't you spend 2 years there? They'll teach you a lot. Maybe," he says, "maybe make an engineer out of you." I says, "I don't know."
You learned enough to read the planning and...
I learned enough to read the planning and all that, like, you know. And when I came back here to work, like, I thought the plans here were all very simple.
Yeah, they look simple compared to...
Yes.
To bigger jobs.
Well, you had to be able to read plans because engineer, like, there were times he might go up and he might pick out the plan you needed. But he came down then and he just reached you the plan.
Yeah.
You know,
and you were the foreman, and you had to answer up.
I was the
up,
foreman.
Like,
yeah. Well, you always had maybe a couple of men on the job that could read drawings too, like, you know. So I learned a wee bit from them. But from now on to night school, I really learned, like, you know.
So what areas, what big jobs were you on, Danny?
I was on a job like up at Swiss Cottage in London. Like, it was a new bridge and a swimming pool. McAlpines were doing it, and that job lasted about a year and a half, like, you know. It was a big, fairly big job. So I went then to another job. They shifted me then to a job up in a place they called Cheapside, up near St. Paul's, and I was there another year, like, you know.